The Tom Crean Brewery was set up 4 years ago by Aileen Crean O'Brien, granddaughter of the renowned Antarctic explorer, and her partner Bill Shepherd. The award-winning brewery produces beer that's vegan, contains only four ingredients, and has no preservatives, colouring, or artificial flavouring. But along with producing good-tasting beer, their priority from the beginning has been to do so in a sustainable way. Aileen and Bill worked with the SEAI from the very start to reduce their carbon footprint.
We built the brewery in 2019 and opened it November 2019, not the best timing. But from day one, sustainability was important to us, so we built it with PV panels to produce the electricity to brew the beer.
We were the first brewery in Ireland to put PV panels on a roof to try and offset our energy consumption. We use all sorts of simple tricks to try and reduce our footprint, such as we to chill our beer up in our storage area, we use the a bathroom extractor working the opposite way, so that at night it comes on, draws in the cold ambient temperature, and then during the day it just dissipates. And we've had that from the start. We do, all sorts of little things. One of our recent additions has been our electric cargo quad bike, which we now charge from the power that we produce on the roof, and that does all our local deliveries. And it's really eye-catching vehicle. It will carry six kegs at a time, and it's a scream. It really does the trick for us.
Yeah. How do you find the solar panels? Does it give you enough electricity?
In the summer months, we can generate up to 50 kilowatts, and for by and large that covers up most of our energy consumption, except for when we're brewing, because the brewing equipment is electric, so we have to have a draw on the mains when we do that. But by and large, we just use what we draw off the roof. We're just looking to raise some cash between us to buy the batteries so that we can store it, so our overnight usage can be used by batteries.
Mm-hmm. You also told me that you're looking maybe down the line at other systems.
Yeah, we are. We're investigating. We know how beneficial PV panels can be in the summer months. In the winter months, they're massively challenged, obviously, and they don't produce anywhere near this quantity of energy that we need. So we're kind of investigating other systems, such as vertical wind turbines in urban environments. We're doing some research on that, because I think we need some dialogue between authorities, planners, technicians, to say, look, people, whether they're domestic users or whether they're small commercial, the last 18 months have been a tough time on people. And we've also got targets, the government have targets to hit in 25 and 30 and 35. And unless we broaden our vision, we're not going to reach those targets by a long way. And in the winter months, certainly living in Kerry, we get the wind to be able to, you know, compensate for the loss we get from the PVs.
Spent grain is a waste product from the brewing process. Aileen and Bill have been looking at ways that grain could be reused. They've also set up a biodigester in their garden.
We use the best quality grain that we can afford. It's actually whiskey quality grain. So when we brew the beer, then we're left with all the spent grain, because we keep the water, the wort it's called, to make the beer, obviously. So we have this spent grain. So we applied and got a flock number. So then we put four sheep in our front garden, and we researched how to convert that spent grain into silage. So we did that, and so we fed the sheep and this silage, and they absolutely loved it. Now the sheep nuts that farmers would normally feed to their sheep is like 16% protein, but ours is 30% protein. So at the end of the season, Bill's surname is Shepherd, but he's not a shepherd, so we were newbies at it. So we went to the farmer that sold us the sheep. We said, you know, how do these look? Have they the right weight or whatever to be dispatched? And he said, these shouldn't be going for dispatch. They should be going to show, because they look so good after having this. And they had no antibiotics or nothing. As well as that, last year we built a polytunnel in the back garden, and that houses our biodigester. And we feed feed the biodigester then with the kitchen waste, the brewery waste, the animal waste, and that gives us liquid fertilizer for the grass, for the sheep, and it also gives us a couple of hours gas for cooking at home.
So do you think there's further potential in that?
Oh, absolutely. It's just in our back garden, you know, and you can get different sizes. And then we have the plants there as well. And we use the liquid fertilizer on the plants and it's all organic.
CO2 is a byproduct of the brewing process. Bill and Aileen are working on a project to capture that carbon and transport it to organic farmers to help grow veg.
One of the projects we wanted to work on for the end of this year was a small scale CO2 capture scheme that would work with the polytunnel. So where we have all our crops now in the polytunnel, we can capture our CO2 in the brewery, release it in the polytunnel. That gives an enriched CO2 atmosphere, which will enhance growing up to 30% of your crops. But the great thing is photosynthesis will convert the CO2 to oxygen. Because the big problem people have with capturing CO2 is what you do with it when you've got it. And this is really a simple way of using that CO2.
You have so many ideas. Are you working with companies locally to share these ideas? Because there's huge potential there.
There is huge potential. There is a reticence between change and, you know, we tried to talk to local farmers about their, you know, whether they could use their polytunnels, whether they would like to use the gas. We were looking at farmers who put pesticides into their grain silos for their cattle feeds and animal feeds. And we were saying, look, if you release CO2 onto the top of the silo, that does exactly the same job as pesticide, but it doesn't then go into the food chain. Yeah. But there's a lot of resistance to. So we try and do the work and then say, look, this is what we've done.
Yeah. Are you open to people contacting you and saying, look, I heard you. That's actually a great idea.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, one of the big things about what we do, obviously we do a tour in the brewery and the tour talks about Tom Crean and it talks about our expedition, we talk about brewing. But one of the big things is we talk about sustainability and raise the awareness. And that is real, people really hook into it. And the majority of the questions come from sustainability. Yeah. And what we're doing.
Their innovative and groundbreaking work has attracted the attention of an American university.
We just started talking to an American university, the University of New Hampshire. And the American system is they have a system whereby businesses that are sustainably conscious can work into this program called B Corp. And they approached us, and we'd be probably the first Irish company to be approached by an American university to work on this B clinic. And it's about their students working with a like-minded company, and there's a two-way transfer of information from us as practitioners and students who look at our business and say, maybe you ought to try this, or look for here for funding for that. So we're actually talking, we've got a Zoom with that company at the end of the month. So that work will be really interesting.
Aileen, a final question for you. I know that there's a family link there to Tom Crean, and that's why it's called the Tom Crean Brewery. And obviously he was an amazing man and he did extraordinary things, but you must feel to some degree that you're also pioneers in what you're doing in this work.
I suppose we are, yeah. Like Tom Crean headed off when he was 15 into the unknown. Now, Bill had a better level of understanding of sustainability than me. But yeah, I mean, the whole time we're trying to push the boundaries. And like our problem is to try and find time to do all these projects. So this year we got in two French interns. The first one had a great time. He had a great holiday. He was supposed to be working on a project to use the spent grain to grow gourmet mushrooms. And the second intern, then she worked on the yeast, which is a waste product from the brewing. And we had a few trial and errors to dry the yeast. And eventually, anyway, we bought a dehumidifier to dry the yeast. So now we have brewer's yeast that this is good for humans and for the animals. So yeah, we're trying to push forward in different projects.
If you're interested in any of the projects you've just heard about, contact the Tom Crean Brewery in Kenmare. Aileen and Bill are very willing to share their research.